Listener Production.
Hey, it's Madeline Larson here with a news briefing. In breaking news, Cardinal George Pell has passed away, aged 81, in Rome. It follows complications with a recent hip surgery. He was Australia's highest-ranking Catholic. The Treasurer has asked the Consumer Watchdog to investigate banks for not passing on rate hikes to our savings. Jim Chalmers has told the Australian Financial Review he wants the ACCC to probe whether savers are being treated fairly. It comes as mortgage holders wait to see if they'll be in for another rise in repayments when the Reserve Bank meets for the first time this year next month. Prince Harry's tell-all book has shot to number one on Amazon. Spare is officially on sale in Australia today. Associate Professor Cindy McCreary from the Uni of Sydney says diehard monarchists will unlikely be swayed by any of the claims about the royal family. However, she wonders whether the revelations could raise doubts about the monarchy.
In other words, whether or not these individuals and types of individuals who act like this way or may act this way in the way that Harry's described in his book and interviews, are really fit people to be the British monarch and, beyond Britain, head of state.
And an age-old debate has erupted between states as McDonald's releases its new potato scallop. While that's the preferred name for it in New South Wales and Queensland, Victoria and Tassie are hitting out, wanting it called potato cake, while South Aussies call it potato fritter.